why her husband shouldn't too. And Rob Anybody was finding out that Jeannie was definitely a Kelder. Sweat was dripping off his forehead. He'd once fought a wolf all by himself, and he'd cheerfully do it again with his eyes shut and one hand tied behind him, rather than do what he was doing now. He had mastered the first two rules of writing, as he understood them. 1. Steal some paper. 2. Steal a pencil. Unfortunately, there was more to it than that. Now he held the stump of pencil in front of him in both hands and leaned backward as two of his brothers pushed him toward the piece of paper pinned up on the chamber wall. It was an old bill for sheep bells stolen from the farm. The rest of the clan watched in fascinated horror from the galleries around the walls.
"Maybe I could kind of ease my way into it gently,"
he protested as his heels left little grooves in the packed earth floor of the mound.
"Maybe I could just do one of the commas or full stoppies."
"You're the big man, Rob Anybody, so it's fitting you should be the first to do the writing," said Jeannie. "I canna hear a husband who canna even write his ain name. I showed you the letters, did I not?"
"Aye, woman, the nasty, loopy, bendy things," growled Rob. "I dinna trust that Q. That's a letter that has it in for a man. That's a letter with a sting, that one."
"You just hold the pencil on the paper, and I'll tell you what marks to make," said Jeannie, folding her arms.
"Aye, but 'tis a bushel o' trouble writin'," said Rob. "A word writ doon can hang a man."
"Whisht, now stop that. 'Tis easy," snapped Jeannie. "Big job. Babies can do it, and you're a full-grown feagle."
"And writing even goes on saying a man's words after he's deed,"
said Rob Anybody, waving the pencil as if trying to ward off evil spirits.
"You canna tell me that's right."
"Oh, so you're afeard of the letters, is that it?"
said Jeannie artfully.
"Ach, that's fine. All big men fear something. Take the pencil off of him, Wally. You cannot ask a man to face his fears."
There was silence in the mound as Daft Wooly nervously took the pencil stub from his brother. Every beady eye was turned to Rob Anybody. His hands opened and shut. He started to breathe heavily, still staring at the blank paper. He stuck out his chin.
"Ach, you're a hard woman, Jeannie McFeagle," he said at last.
He spat on his hands and snatched back the pencil stub from Daft Wooly.
"Gimme that tool of perdition. Them letters won't know what's hit them."
"There's my brave lad," said Jeannie, as Rob squared up to the paper. "Right, then. The first letter is an R. That's the one that looks like a fat man walking, remember?"
The assembled Pixies watched as Rob Anybody, grunting fiercely and with his tongue sticking out of the corner of his mouth, dragged the pencil through the curves and lines of the letters. He looked at the Kelder expectantly after each one.
"That's it," she said at last. "A bonny effort."
Rob Anybody stood back and looked critically at the paper.
"That's it," he said.
"Aye," said Jeannie. "You've writ your ain name, Rob Anybody."
Rob stared at the letters again.
"I'm going to prison noo," he asked.
There was a polite cough from beside Jeannie. It belonged to the toad. He had no other name, because toads don't go in for names. Despite sinister forces that would have people think differently, no toad has ever been called Tommy the Toad, for example. It's just not something that happens. This toad had once been a lawyer. A human lawyer, toads manage without them, who'd been turned into a toad by a fairy godmother who'd intended to turn him into a frog, but had been a bit hazy on the difference. Now he lived in the Feagle Mound, where he ate worms and helped them out with the difficult thinking.
"I've told you, Mr. Anybody, that just having your name written down is no problem at all," he said. "There's nothing illegal about the words Rob Anybody. Unless, of course," and the toad gave a little legal laugh, "it's meant as an instruction."
None of the Feagles laughed. They liked their humour to be a bit, well, funnier. Rob Anybody stared at his very shaky writing.
"That's my name, aye?"
"It certainly is, Mr. Anybody."
"And nothing bad's happening at all,"
Rob noted. He looked closer.
"How can you tell it's my name?"
"Ah, that'll be the reading side of things," said Jeannie.
"Ah, that's where the lettery things make a sound in your heed?" asked Rob.
"Exactly so," said the toad. "But we thought you'd like to start with the more physical aspect of the procedure."
"Could I know maybe just learn the writing and leave the reading to someone else?" Rob asked, without much hope.